Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Today in Business from Wired.
ChatGPT and its brethren are both surprisingly clever and disappointingly dumb. Sure, they can generate pretty poems, solve scientific puzzles, and debug spaghetti code. But we know that they often fabricate, forget, and act like weirdos. Inflection AI, a company founded by researchers who previously worked on major artificial intelligence projects at Google, OpenAI, and NVIDIA, built a bot called Pi that seems to make fewer blunders and be more adept at sociable conversation. Inflection designed Pi to address some of the problems of today's chatbots. Programs like ChatGPT use artificial neural networks to try to predict which words should follow a chunk of text, such as an answer to a user's question. With enough training on billions of lines of text written by humans, backed by high-powered computers, these models are able to come up with coherent and relevant responses that feel like a real conversation. But they also make stuff up and go off the rails. Mustafa Suleiman, Inflection's CEO, says the company has carefully curated Pi's training data to reduce the chance of toxic language creeping into its responses. "We're quite selective about what goes into the model," he says. "We do take a lot of information that's available on the open web, but not absolutely everything." Suleiman, who co-founded the AI company DeepMind, which is now part of Google, also says that limiting the length of Pi's replies reduces, but does not wholly eliminate, the likelihood of factual errors. The result is engaging, if more limited and less useful than ChatGPT and Bard. Those chatbots became better at answering questions through additional training in which humans assessed the quality of their responses. That feedback is used to steer the bots toward more satisfying responses. Suleiman says Pi was trained in a similar way, but with an emphasis on being friendly and supportive, though without a human-like personality, which could confuse users about the program's capabilities. Chatbots that take on a human persona have already proven problematic. Last year, a Google engineer controversially claimed that the company's AI model Lambda, one of the first programs to demonstrate how clever and engaging large AI models could be, might be sentient. Pi is also able to keep a record of all its conversations with the user, giving it a kind of long-term memory that is missing in ChatGPT and is intended to add consistency to its chats. Good conversation is about being responsive to what a person says, asking clarifying questions, being curious, being patient, says Suleiman. It's there to help you think, rather than to give you strong directional advice, to help you unpack your thoughts. Pi adopts a chatty, caring persona, even if it doesn't pretend to be human. Pi's short responses mean it would also work well as a voice assistant, where long-winded answers and errors are especially jarring. You can try talking with it yourself at Inflection's website. The incredible hype around ChatGPT and similar tools means that many entrepreneurs are hoping to strike it rich in the field. Silliman used to be a manager within the Google team working on the Lambda chatbot. Google was hesitant to release the technology, to the frustration of some of those working on it who believed it had big commercial potential. So far, Inflection has raised $225 million in funding from investors that include LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, and it is reportedly seeking hundreds of millions more. The company hasn't revealed a plan for making money, but it isn't hard to imagine one of the deep-pocketed tech companies that doesn't have its own ChatGPT, Amazon or Apple, say, paying handsomely to acquire the company's technology and talent. Inflection is just one of several companies building powerful AI chatbots with a more emotional side. Character AI, which recently raised $150 million in funding and attained a valuation over $1 billion, offers chatbots that can assume a wide range of personas and which, unlike Pi, are free to make things up. Noam Shazir, Character's CEO, told me recently that many people use his company's bots for emotional support and even romantic connections, although the company blocks sexual content. He says users like to post examples of jokes their bots have come up with on social media. The advances demonstrated by ChatGPT have many now worried about the long-term risks posed by AI. But if large numbers of people start chatting with friendly, emotionally engaging chatbots, we could see unpredictable results relatively soon.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.